Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings, and God bless you for joining our prophetic call today. I am Seer Pastor Siobhan Simmons, and today we're going to discuss what is a seer, what is the difference between a seer and a prophet. But before we get started, I would just like to pray briefly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks for another opportunity to read and study your word. God, we ask that you would give us the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and revelation of your word. Give us a teachable spirit on today, Lord God. And Father God, prepare our hearts to receive that which you would like to give us. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to talk about the seer. What is a seer? Well, if we go to, 2 Chronicles 29 and 25, we'll see that seers are prophets. There is a distinction between a seer and a prophet. 2 Chronicles 29 and 25, and it reads, "And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harps, according to the commandments of David and of Gad, the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet, for so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets." So what is a seer? I know that does not tell you a whole lot, but it just lets you know that there is a distinction between the office of a seer and the office of a prophet. Prophets hear the voice of God. Seers see visions. They see numbers. They see colors. They see lights. That's how they get their revelations from God. Now, seers, true seers, I need to preface that by saying true seers are prophets, but not all prophets are seers. You have some prophets that do have visions, but the majority of their revelation from God comes from their auditorial impartation versus the seer is visionary. If we go to the book of Samuel, it's 1 Samuel, the third chapter, we see that Samuel was a seer, but he also heard the voice of God. Seers can hear, but the majority of the revelation, like I said, comes from visions. If we go to 1 Samuel, the third chapter, verse number 21. The reason God is pressing on me to talk about what a seer is, people have they walk in the office of a seer, but they don't know that's what they're walking in because all you hear is prophet, prophet, prophet. And a prophet, like I said, a seer is a prophet. In 1 Samuel, the third chapter, the 21st verse, it says that, "And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord." He heard God. Even prior to that, when God was grooming him as a child, God called him, and he ran to Eli and he said to Eli, "You're calling me." And Eli said, "No, I'm not calling you." And then Eli realized that it was God that was speaking to Samuel. So in the 21st verse, we see that Samuel recognize that God is, well, in the 21st verse, we see that God speaks to Eli, even though he's a seer, and he also sees. Now, when the Lord called me, and the thing about prophets, God will have to reveal. Only God can make you into the office of a prophet. People have the gift of prophecy and believe that they're prophets. And we had said that some teachings ago, some discussions ago, that even though you have the gift of prophecy, it does not mean you are a prophet. God calls you to the office of a prophet. When he told me that I was a seer, he wrote the word, or I saw the word, I thought it was chosen, but the word that he wrote in that I saw in the vision was C-H-O-Z-E-H. That is the Hebrew word for seer. And I didn't understand because I was newly saved. And I was excited because I said, oh, God has chosen me. And I was excited because, you know, when you are in sin and you realize you're in sin and you want to get out, when God gives you that gift of salvation, you are excited. And so I was excited that God chose me. But I found out that that's not what he was saying to me. He was just telling me that I was a seer. Now, seers have, they get their, like I said, they get their revelation through words. Sometimes you may be praying and a word will flash, or God is telling you to tell an individual or the church, and sometimes you get your information through words, through a scripture that you may see in your vision. Or you may have, God may reveal it through symbols, because symbols mean things in the spiritual realm. Or God may reveal it to you in a vision. Now, a vision is totally different from a dream. When you're dreaming, you are asleep. But in a vision, you are awake, and God will play a scene to you, or God will just show you something. And I must preface here, just because you dream does not make you a prophet. It is imperative that you hear from God, not man. Do not let man tell you, because you may have the gift of prophecy, or prophecy may come upon you, that you are a prophet. If God has not spoken to you, if God has not confirmed it, then don't let man put you in a place that you do not belong. There is no glamour. There is no, I know there are some prophets, and I use that word loosely, who charge, give me $25 and I will tell you where you're going to get, I will tell you that you're going to get a car. I'm going to tell you you're going to get a house. It probably has gone up from $25. It's probably $100. I'm not sure what the cost is. That is not God. You don't want to prostitute the office of a prophet. Again, if God has not spoken to you, then you better wait on God. You better seek him earnestly. So getting back to what is a seer. Well, seers are more visionary than prophets who are auditory. Seers will see things. They can also tell when something has or will occur. God will take you. You will see an event happen, and then later on that event will happen. Something that happened to me some years ago, I was, matter of fact, I was dreaming. I was asleep. It was about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I saw myself with the clothes that God told me to wear for that day, and I was at a meeting on my job. I saw what everybody was wearing. I heard what my supervisor said, and God told me, he showed me what was going to happen during the meeting. Well, lo and behold, when I woke up, the dream was gone out of my head because I was so concerned. I didn't want to be late. I wanted to be on time. And so I got my clothes on. I got my car keys, and I was heading to my car. And I felt like, wait a minute, I've already done this. And God brought back to my remembrance the dream that I had. And when I got to work, sure enough, everybody was seated at the chair that I saw in my dream. They had on the same clothing. My boss said what he did. And I say all that, God allowed me to see what was going to happen so that I could pray effectively for that particular situation. So God will show you things in advance. But you've got to be so careful because everything the Lord has, the kingdom of light has, guess what? The kingdom of darkness imitates the kingdom of light. So just as we have seers in the kingdom of God, and a seer is a prophet, so don't get hung up on that, you also have divination. And divination is an act or a practice of foretelling the future by their gods. There are many different categories, but just know that God alone, God himself is the only person, the big G, is the only person that can give us revelation, not the little g. Not using a Ouija board. People that operate in divination would use a Ouija board. And a Ouija board is just a board that has letters, the alphabet, letters of the alphabet on the board. And you ask a question, and you have a little, it's a circle thing that you put on the board. And that circle, a little knob that has an opening so that when it goes to a letter, you can see that letter. And you allow that knob to just go from letter to letter to get your answer. Well, you know that's not God, because God will reveal to you what you need to know. You don't need to use a Ouija board. You don't need to call the psychic hotline. You need to have a direct line to God. Another form of, there are several different forms of divination, but there are three that I just want to touch on for the sake of time. Now, talking about the office of a seer, there's a lot that encompasses that office, but for the sake of time, I'm just trying to get the highlights so that you'll have an overview of what it means to be a seer. And how the spirit of divination mimics the office of a seer and the office of a prophet. The other one is a pendulum. It's called a pendulum scrying, S-C-R-Y-I-N-G. And what you do is you have, there are many different forms of this, but what I've seen is that you would have a Bible, and you would tie a string to the Bible and have a key attached to that string, one of those old-time long-neck keys. And what the divinator would do is that he or she would ask you to write down a question. And the questions can either be answered with yes or no. And they will read that question out, take the Bible that's hooked to the key, and they will say a chant. And if the answer is yes, then the Bible will turn. Now, this was years ago before I came into Christ. But, you know, I bless God for every situation. I was working with a group of people that always took their lunch together, and they would leave the building. And I wanted to know where they were going. And so this one particular time, they said they asked me if I wanted to attend, and I said, sure. And this is when I saw the person wanting, she said, I need to know what God has in store for me. And she knew this lady that could tell her. And because this was out of the norm, I didn't know what to expect. And so when I saw her write down her question, and I saw the lady, the debonator, hold the Bible up with the key, and the question was read, and the Bible started to turn and drop, that was the end of me. I said, I don't believe that you would go to this extreme to find out an answer, but you have people. And she went to church just like I went to church. But they would go to extreme measures to get an answer from God, and all we have to do is have the right relationship with God, and we can go to Him for ourselves. Another method of divination is you have people who will read what they call your oracle. They will look at you and see from your oracle whether you're having a good day, whether it's a bad day, whether you've got good spirits around you, whether you've got bad spirits around you. That is not of God. The Bible clearly tells us that we need to stay away from these type of people. He's very explicit about that. They can tell you by looking at you whether you're going to prosper or whether you're not going to prosper. And we think it's people that are out of Christ that's doing these things, but no, these are people that are in the body of Christ. So we need to be wise to what's around us. And that's why people are so concerned when a prophet is, quote unquote, a prophet is coming to town. Some are coming truly to hear from a true prophet, and others are coming to see, is it a person operating in the spirit of divination? Remember in the books of Acts, when Paul was preaching, and the girl, she had a spirit of divination, and she was going around telling everybody who Paul was, and Paul cut her off. He shut it down because he knew that was not of God. And we would think, well, we know Paul is a man of God, and all she's doing is saying that he is a man of God. But you have got to test the spirit to make sure that spirit that's saying what it seems to be truth is of God. It is imperative that you try the spirit. You just don't believe everything that comes out of the mouth that sounds godlike, that is really coming from God. They cannot, those that operate in divination cannot tell you what God has in store because they are not connected to God. You want to be careful that when they come around, if you discern that this is a spirit of divination, that you shut that spirit down. You got to be careful for that people read your palms. That's not of God. You want to be careful that people don't say that they're foretelling the future, because you have some religion that will do that. They look at the wind to see how the wind is blowing to tell the future, or they look at the sky. Now, as a seer, if you're, and I'll speak for me, you can tell when the season, the spiritual season, changes because God will reveal it to you. But you got to make sure that what's going on is of God and not of familiar spirits.
how do you know that you're not crossing that line, that you're operating, you are walking in the office of a prophet, and that you're not crossing that line and going over into the familiar, going over into a spirit that's not of God, that you're hearing from God, but then all of a sudden now you're not sure. The first thing you need to do is make sure that you have put yourself on the altar. You've put your gift down, you've put your title down, and you are before God crying out to God to purge you, to cleanse you, to get you right. Because it is so easy to allow the office to overtake you. What do I mean? You get all pumped up because you're now you're walking in the office of a prophet. You've pumped yourself up. You've allowed people to lift you up that you think you're all that and then some, and God is not speaking to you. He may tell you something and say, I don't want you to reveal it, but because you are the prophet, you think that you've got to tell it because the people are here to hear from the prophet. But they're not here to hear from the prophet. They're here to hear from God. Remember, God is using your vessel to get his point across, to tell his people through your mouth what he wants them to know. So we have got to make sure we put our title down, we put our office down, and we get in the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, search my heart. Lord, search my mind. Purge me. I love Psalm 51, and I say it all the time. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Another thing, as a prophet, you've got to know that when the anointing leaves you, you're done. That's a wrap. Cut it off. Because if you don't do that, it's flesh that's in operation. It is not the Spirit of God. It is your flesh. It is the gift. And guess what? It'll be your opinion. It will be your thoughts. It would be your desire, and the love of Christ will not be coming out of your mouth. Be very, very careful. The other thing in walking in the office as a seer, you got to make sure that the dreams are of God. I write down every dream. I ask God to bring it back to my remembrance because I want to make sure I have specifically, if it's about people, the color that they're wearing, what were they doing, what else was in the picture, because everything means something. You'll know if it's of God and you'll know if it's not, because the enemy, the devil, will give you dreams as well. Secondly, when it comes to vision, you got to make sure that you're not forcing it. There are some people who don't wait until God grooms them and purifies them and molds them and shapes them before they just take off and run. And then now, because they've told everybody that I'm going to the nations, I'm a prophet, I'm a seer, and so now I've got to operate in that office. And they go out and they force things. They may see a tree and they start prophesying, the Lord showed me in a vision that the tree was swaying to the left. That means we need to all turn to the left because the Lord is saying, and God has not spoken anything to that person. Be very, very careful. It is okay to say, I don't know. That's why God has people. They have God made other prophets. God made other seers. God made other people to help give you understanding, to give you the knowledge. It is not a one-man show. God has everyone here for a reason and for a purpose. Amen. You also want to make sure that you have a relationship with the Lord, because you are the mouthpiece of God. You are his eyes, you are his ears, and you are his mouth. How can you say the Lord is speaking to you if you don't have a relationship with him? And to get that relationship with him, you've got to spend time in the Word. Because God speaks his Word. And if you don't know the Word, how do you know that what's coming out of your mouth is your flesh and not, how do you know what's coming out of your mouth is your flesh and not God, or is it God and not your flesh? Well, you need to know the Word. You've got to study the Word, because he is the Word. And if you want to know more about him, you will find him in the Word. You've got to learn to discipline yourself. Disciplining means I've got time set apart to study. I've got time set apart to read. I've got time set apart to worship, to pray, to just lay there quietly and patiently for him to speak to me. You've got to have a disciplined life, because there will be times when God will say, I need you to get up and go. Oh, God, I can't go because I've got to wash my dishes. God, I can't go because I've got to feed the dog. God, I can't go because I got to study. No. Discipline yourself so that you can have a relationship, so that your spirit can be sensitive to his spirit, so that you can feel his heart. You can feel what God is feeling. You cannot walk in an office unless you know him, because remember, he's a friend of ours. We're his friend, and you know, as a friend, you reveal secrets to your friend. And God says he will reveal to his prophets, who are his friends. But if you don't have a relationship with him, how is he going to reveal anything to you? And so how can you effectively walk worthy to the call when you don't even know him? God is requiring us to be real. He's requiring us to do as he tells us, say what he tells us to say, and nothing more. He doesn't want our opinion, and he doesn't need our opinion. We as prophets are to help edify the church. And in order to know what God wants to say to the church, in order to know what God wants to say to the community, to the city, to the state, even to the nation, if that's where God is calling you, even to an individual, you've got to have a relationship with him. Remember, all true seers are prophets. And when I say true, that means you're not walking in divination. You're not using the Ouija board. You're not using witchcraft. You're not conjuring up potions. You're not doing any of that. You're walking worthy, upright before God. He will reveal his hidden secrets to you. All seers, which means that they see, they get their revelations through visions, through dreams, are prophets. And seers also can hear, but not all prophets are seers. You do have some prophets that do have visions. If you're a dreamer, that does not mean that you are a prophet, because he gives dreams to everyone, not to everyone, but to whom he decides to give dreams to. Amen. If you desire prayer, you can email me at seersimmons, SEERSIMMONS, at hotmail.com, or you can call me at 843-830-9325. Allow the Lord to work in your life. Allow him to mold and shape you in his image. Because when he looks down from the Holy of Holies, he wants to see himself in you. God bless.